Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أرضيتم بالحياة الدنيا من الآخرة فما متاع الحياة الدنيا في الآخرة إلا قليل صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in His beautiful kalam, أَرَضِيتُمْ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ أَرَضِيتُمْ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ Are you happy with this worldly life, forsaking the hereafter? Are you happy with this worldly life and forsaking the hereafter? فَمَا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, know this dunya, the enjoyment of this dunya is but very little compared to the hereafter. The enjoyment of this dunya is but very little compared to the hereafter. The best holiday resorts, islands, yachts, palaces, and you name it, what we see in this world, Allah is saying, this is very little, this is nothing, there is no comparison. Are you going to get stuck to this dunya and you will forget the hereafter? This is Allah who is the creator of Jannat telling us. And Jannat was created even before this dunya was. And in another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this understanding that your aim should be the hereafter will only be possible for you if in your mind you have this understanding, وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولُ, that I have to follow this Rasul. Which Rasul? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when you follow this Rasul, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, the mercy of Allah will follow you like shadow. The rahmat of Allah will always be with you. And so two very important verses of the Quran, one telling us the reality of the world that we are living in, and the second ayat is teaching us how important it is that we follow the master, our leader, the greatest human being, and that is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the last two sessions, we covered the topic of magic and magicians, magic and magicians. Sometimes shaitan uses magic by the magicians to mislead, to beguile, to turn someone away from iman and to push him towards kufr. This is also one strategy of the shaitan that he uses to drive a person away from the right direction. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, if you follow this Rasul, you will be given complete protection. Complete protection. And we see that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained to us, and he has said to us that the most powerful whip and strategy of the shaitan is by the system of waswasa. What is it? Waswasa. Waswasa is also something that we require to understand, an extension to sihr, magic. Nazar is something else we need to look at also. But waswasa is his very powerful whip, a weapon that he uses. What is waswasa? In the Arabic language, waswasa means when somebody is going to whisper to you in your ears discreetly, very quietly, and the purpose is that nobody else must hear but only you. Isko kehte hai? Waswasa. So somebody is going to whisper to you in your ears something. Now in dunya, if somebody is going to whisper to you in your ears, then there's a possibility that most probably that person who is whispering in your ears might even be right. What he's telling you is right. And there is possibility, he might be even saying something to you that is false. There is a possibility. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that this thief and your enemy that only knows how to whisper inside you can only speak lies to you. That is the difference. Now imagine somebody who is known in the community as Kazzab. Kazzab means a liar. That this man is known in the community, this guy only knows how to make stories and lies. Now when he is saying something to you, you won't even pay attention because you know that this man's character is such that this person only likes to lie, so I have to be very careful. The information he's going to give me, I have to be very careful. I have to verify. Then what about shaitan? Allah's Nabi is saying that this creation that Allah has created, the jinn, who happens to be the shaitan, when he is infiltrating your system, and when he is giving you information by the thoughts that are running inside you 24 hours, so many thoughts that are coming inside you, everything the shaitan tells you is nothing but a pack of lies. And unfortunately, there are many people who suffer from this disease of waswasa. Waswasa. And believe me, it is so easy to get shifa and to cure it, if only if we are to follow the teachings of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are people who do wuzu, and it takes them half an hour to do wuzu. How many?
Half an hour.
Why? What, half an hour? Continuously, shaitan is playing a game. What is shaitan doing?
Playing a game.
You didn't wash your feet properly. It's dry. Bichara, he comes out. He comes out from the bathroom. Waswasa. Oh, did I wash my elbow? Meri kohni. Did I wash my face? Did I, do masa? Or may I forgot to do masa? Goes back inside. Still 10 minutes. Another 10 minutes. Half an hour wuzu. If half an hour is wuzu, then he plays with your namaz. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you have an imam like that, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, what will happen to you? You guys will have to get another masjid. Maliki yawmiddin. Bichara, you know, we are laughing, but the truth is there are people who suffer like this. What are you doing? Are you mad? Now this kind of suffering, and this is quite common, quite common. We may give it, you know, medically we might give it different names and labels. I won't go into that. But what we know of from our deen is that this is how infectious shaitan can make this disease in you. So why is this happening to a person? Why? The question is why? Very simple, because we are not listening to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he has said. Number one, understand that the waswasa that comes in your mind is coming from who? Shaitan. And shaitan is a liar. Shaitan is a, what kind of a liar? Number one, gold medal. What does he get? Gold medal. He should get gold medal. Number one liar. That is why these magicians, you know, when they come and they say, I know somebody did jadu on you, and it's your family members. Wah. Seedha fatwa, bichare, family could be. To break relationship. Everything is family. That person won't even know, and the shaitan is telling him, just take the name of your cousin, brother, your auntie, your sister, your fala, fala, fala. Why? Because the magician has been fed information by shaitan, the jinn, by who he is working with, and wrong information has to be given, because his duty is to create havoc, chaos in the community. That is his maqsad. He don't care what's going to happen. He doesn't care about that. So he is a liar. Until we don't understand this, that the waswasa that is in my mind is a pack of lies. Is a pack of lies. So when shaitan is telling me my wuzu is not done, should you believe him? No. Say, just walk away and pray your namaz. Walk away and pray your namaz. Of course, now I'm not saying, you know, make this something, you know, very easy and all the time very carefree, that you have to be very careful, of course. I'm talking about people who have been infected by this disease of waswasa. And waswasa can be anything, not just this wuzu. Sometimes the waswasa is about forcing him to look at things with a lustful eye to someone who's closely related to you. And you want to close your eyes. No, astaghfirullah, how can I do this? But he's entering waswasa inside you. Something that you can't even speak to people, and you are so shy, but he is saying, look at that person. Look at your mom. look at your sister, look at your auntie. Example. Oh, you know what? You should kill that person, murder that person. Anything at any level. Oh, you know what? Is Musa alayhi salam a Nabi? Is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a Nabi? All sorts. Can I accept Bukhari Sharif as the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You know, there's no bounds and no boundaries to how shaitan will play with a person. I have a lady, Bichari, Allah make it easy for her. She lives in France, an old lady, and she phones me every day. She's a revert to Islam. From a young age, she started cigarette. What is it? Cigarette. And so, with her age now nearly 70, Shaitan is playing with her mind that you see, you can't leave cigarettes, so Allah is naraz with you. So every day I have to give her the same sabak. So I say to her, you know what is my name? Mufti Muhammad. Who am I? Mufti Muhammad. And I am issuing a fatwa that your cigarette is halal. Now I'm not saying it to you guys. Eh? You guys will say, why, yaar, what a lovely mufti. No, please don't misquote me, I'm just giving you. You know. Now I know for a fact that Shaitan is taking her towards depression. In her mind, you know, she's fixated. Oh, because I'm smoking, Allah Pak is naraz with me. Allah is naraz. Very good woman. Can you imagine a lady in France living in no man's land? Her children are not Muslims, and yet her iman is like a mountain. Tahajjud uthne wali aurat, tahajjud parne wali aurat. 78. Rozana baad. I say to her, and then she'll say the same thing, oh, Allah's naraz with me, Maulana. I say, I'm issuing your fatwa, Allah's not naraz with you, inshallah, and this is okay for you, smoke it. Okay. You see how shaitan will trigger something in your life which he knows that this is your weakness. So shaitan does a research around you and he knows that his weakness is this. So let me use this weakness to make life difficult for him. And he starts and they start. So our Nabi, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, number one, how foolish are you that you are listening to the most corrupted, a pathological liar in his creation. He is, you know, nothing but a kazzab. In everything about him is lies. And you are listening to him. So who is a fool? Shaitan or you? We are fools. Why are you listening to him? So it's very, very simple. If you want to be free from this infection, you've got to come across to be very strong and learn the art to ignore. Am I saying this? No. Allah's Nabi is saying. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you only require two steps to be free from the waswasa of shaitan. Only two things you require. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَلْيَسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ وَلْيَنْتَهِ فَلْيَسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ وَلْيَنْتَهِ Seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His name. Take refuge. So whenever waswasa comes to you, anything wrong, you know, the simple isti'aza is what? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Who doesn't know that? Is anyone here who says, I don't know, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim? Everybody knows. A'udhu billah. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. أعوذ بالله. أعوذ بالله. لا حول. Simple. And then what? Here, this is the main thing what he said. وَلْيَنْتَهِ. Ignore the waswasa totally. Don't dwell. Don't give him a millimeter of thought. Don't give it a millimeter of thought. Don't allow it to come. Don't let it dwell in your heart and mind. Once you give it a bit, it will open up everything inside you. This is how shaitan works. Finished. Finished. He won't let you do wuzu. He won't let you do ghusl. He won't let you pray Quran. He won't let you pray namaz. He won't let you do tawaf. He won't let you do hajj. He won't let you go to your wife. He won't let you speak to people. He won't let you do anything. Your life will become so miserable until finally he will say to you, what a difficult religion you are practicing. This is how he works. And who is to be blamed? You see, our problem is, we are looking for the magic pill. What are we looking for? Magic pill. Here, I'm going to rephrase, we are looking for the magic taweez. What are we looking for? Magic taweez. Yaar, koi maulvi taweez de de na to bahut acha maulvi. The best maulvis are the guys who give the best taweez. What are they? Our iman is so much on taweez. Incredible. This sickness within, with the people from the subcontinent. Taweez. And we like to go to these luteres, you know, luteres. People who are going to, you know, take money from you and abuse your women and this so-called amils. And did you guys see that Phuk Baba? Have you seen him? Not yet? See him, you'll see him. Phuk Baba. Poo, he does poo on you. Called the Phuk Baba. You get so many kind of babas, you can't believe it, man. Subhanallah. Main kabhi baith kar samajhta hun yaar, these guys have a flock of million. And me? I got no murid. Mere paas koi bhi nahi hai yaar. Drive your own car, go. Kabhi kisi ko puchna bhi hota hai, yaar mujhe lift de do, main do baar 100 martaba sochta hun. And these people, hazrat, 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 plane mein aao, business ka, hazrat, hazrat. Okay, yaar, what a phook. Kya inki phook hogi yaar? Wah, wah, wah. Itne sare villages ke villages murid hote hain. Phuke, phuke, kya? Kuch samajh mein nahi aata hai. But ajeeb, subhanallah al-azim. You know the magic pill that we are looking for, the magic taweez, is Ayatul Kursi. What is it? You don't need to go to no one. Qasam Khudai Pak ki. Nothing. Ayatul Kursi breaks the back of the shaitan. This is what my Nabi said. Wa ati'u ar-rasul. Allah is saying, follow my Rasul. La'allakum turhamun. And Allah will save you from all of these crazy wasawis. Ayatul Kursi. Jitna paro din mein kam. Jitna paro din mein kam. Wow, what a ayat. What an ayat, Ayatul Kursi. Ah, nothing like this, you know, ayat of the Quran. There's nothing like it. Is ayat ki tarah koi ayat nahi. Subhanallah. Complete protection, complete. Upar se niche protection. Wow. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an had an encounter with shaitan, a jinn. A jinn was messing around with him. A jinn that was messing around with Hazrat Abu Huraira. Hazrat Abu Huraira anyway, you know, finally caught him and understood who he is. So the jinn said to him, "Ke look, you know what, you are a special man, a sahabi. Please, you know what, don't mention my name and take me to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because I will say something to you which is of great benefit to you. And because in his nature, Abu Huraira, who was he? Soye huye log. Student, yaar. What was he? Student, tena. And a student, he loves what? Ilm. What does he?
Ilm.
They love ilm. Ilm is everything. Wealth is, the real wealth for Hazrat Abu Huraira was ilm. So he knew that, you know what, Abu Huraira ko to main yun hi phasa dunga, yani is tarike se. I'll give you real knowledge. Kaha Abu Huraira, do you know that when a person reads Ayatul Kursi, we become paralyzed, we can't do nothing. Really? Nothing happened, we can't do nothing. Khatam ho gayi baat. Anyway, he went to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says, O Nabi of Allah, you know my meeting with this jinn, and he said to me this, and how beautiful Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered. He said, Abu Huraira, what he said to you is right, but in his nature he is still a liar. What he said to you is the truth, Ayatul Kursi, but in his nature he is still a liar. This is his fitrat, he is a liar. So the best way, if the waswasa come to you, that I want to do this guna, watch this, the first thing you do is don't pay attention to that waswasa. The more you pay attention to that waswasa, the more problematic it starts. Nowadays, in the new world that we live in, shaitan starts the waswasa by making him feel, you know, you're not a boy. You were born as a boy, but you're a girl. And he plays with the mind. And then he connects him to people who think like that. People who think like that. They see that, okay, they say, okay, what is his weakness? Maybe this is his weakness, but now we need to fully throttle him. We need to fully throttle him. So you know what? Push him in this direction. And shaitan works, until bichara, that person actually feels in his mind, ke yaar, am I this? The whole world. So for each person, shaitan does his homework, he knows. But alhamdulillah, as Muslims, our savior is who? Allah. Allah. That is why you'll see so many people today, ajeeb baatein hoti hain. Why does Islam save you? Islam tells you what to do and what not to do. And that is why in Islam it is you follow the path of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These wasawis only remain inside you until you allow it to remain. You know, you are there is an infection in your body, you will still need to take antibiotics for maybe 7 days. But when a man is strong and he has been suffering for waswasa for 20 years, just by one hadith of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the waswasa comes, I should pay no attention and I'm never going to pay no attention, he will be cured in 1 second. Cured in 1 second. But he has to have that mindset. I'm not going to do it. Bas khatam. Karna hi nahi. I won't do it. I won't think about it. Because he's a liar. He wants to make my life very, very difficult. Very difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, my respected brothers and elders. So khair on the topic of how to protect ourselves from waswasa, from the influence of shaitan, just a few hidayat that comes from our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One amal of Huzur alayhi salam was, you see, in the night the shayateen like to work. When do they like to work? Night time. The night time is their main time to operate. Allah's Nabi said, go to sleep early after Isha. And when you go to sleep, you know, subhanallah, even read, Huzur alayhi salam said, 33 times subhanallah, 33 times alhamdulillah, and 34 times Allahu Akbar. One sunnah and amal is this. Not just after every namaz, tasbih-e Fatimi, but this tasbih also in the night. What is it? So, when you go to sleep, at least do your tasbihat 100, 33, 33 and 34. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar is how many times? 34 times. It comes in the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana la yanamu hatta yaqra'a. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not go to sleep until he would read Surah Sajda. Surah Sajda. It will take you 3 to 4 minutes to read Surah Sajda. Get into the habit of reading Surah Sajda, because Allah's Nabi would read Surah Sajda also in the night. MashaAllah. Read it. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, a man asked him, O Nabi of Allah, give me some advice that before I go to sleep I should do. Huzur alayhi salam said to him, read Surah Kafirun. Read Surah Kafirun. فَإِنَّهَا بَرَاءَةٌ مِّنَ الشِّرْكِ. The person who reads this, he is free from any kind of shirk. And it comes that Surah Kafirun will protect him from nightmares. Sometimes also difficulty that is there. So always get into the habit of protecting yourself by reading the 4 kuls in the night. How many? 4 kuls. And Huzur alayhi salam would do hisar. Hisar means what? To fortify yourself completely, to make a wall around yourself. And he would read Kul huwa Allah, Kul a'udhu bi rabbil falak, Kul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, blow in his hands, and then mashallah, pass the hands to his entire body, everywhere. Do this. And with this, most importantly, a person should also read Ayatul Kursi. A few amal. And when you get into the habit of doing just a few things, 4 kuls, Ayatul Kursi, and also Tasbihat, 33, 33, 34, and if I can add one more, because this is also in the hadith, Huzur alayhi salam said, before you go to sleep, read from the treasures of Jannah that Allah has given to me, the last 2 ayats of Surah Baqarah. Last 2 ayats of Surah Baqarah. Amana ar-rasul bima unzila ilay, la yukallifu Allahu nafsan. The last 2 ayats of Surah Baqarah. Read these 2 ayats. And inshallah ta'ala, when we go to sleep doing these amals, you will see that slowly, slowly you will make it difficult for the shayateen to actually grip you. That is why our akabirin have said that the most difficult target for a magician is a Muslim. The most difficult target for a magician is a Muslim. He can do magic freely with anyone. But with a Muslim, and especially a practicing Muslim, his magic hardly works. That is why when Dajjal will come, he will show magic. What will his magic be? He will show you Jannat. He will show you Jannat. Like, a, you know, nowadays there's a big screen and you see all these things. So he will show you Jannat. His version of Jannat. And he'll say, look, if you follow me, walk inside and you will see Jannat. A person who is a believer will quickly know that my Nabi said his Jannat is Jahannam and his Jahannam is Jannat. Because he is a magician. Allah gave him that power. So it becomes very difficult to take control of a person who has iman because he has got, subhanallah, ayatul kursi also inside him. Of course, it doesn't mean that, you know, people who are like that, nobody can do magic on them. No, these are things that can happen. But I'm saying generally it is very, very difficult. The resistance level is very, very difficult because of, you know, it's very difficult because shayateen and jinns don't like anything to do with the Quran or the ahadith. It's like burning them. It's very, very difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, my respected brothers, that we follow our Nabi. Why should we follow our Nabi, my respected brothers? Very simple. Not only is he the teacher and the Nabi of the people of Iman, in reality what we should be saying, that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the teacher of all human beings. Of all human beings. Now you might be saying, how all human beings? How can he be the teacher of the people who came during the time of Musa alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam? Subhanallah. Thake to nahi hai na kuch ek thora waqt zyada le lo aapka. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first created the ruh of a person. What did he create? The ruh of a person. The soul was created first. Before the body. And even before Adam alayhi salam's body being created, the arwah, all the souls that were going to come, were put in one chamber, in one location, which is called alame arwah. And they, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, put a question forward to all the souls. And because the ruh knew that we have been created by who? Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to them, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ Tell me, am I not your Rabb? Am I not your Rabb? What is Rabb? Protector, sustainer, provider, subhanallah, the one who is your caretaker, who looks after you in every capacity, he is Rabb. Am I not your Rabb? No one actually knew how to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That what words should we use to respond to Allah? For the first time Allah is questioning us, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? Now imagine answering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The souls were quiet. Everyone was quiet. How do we answer Allah? And keeping in mind the majesty of Allah, His majesty, and how to answer. And the very first soul that answered was the soul of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And ulama say that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ruh, Mubarak said, Bala. What did he say? Bala. And Bala means, is there any doubt in this, Ya Allah? Is there any doubt in this? Bala, for sure. You are our Rabb. When Allah's Nabi said, Bala, let's fast forward it to 2023. Example. All 8 billion souls followed the bala of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all said bala, 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 bala. And that means from the time of Adam alayhi salam until the day of Qiyamah, everyone that was going to come in this dunya heard from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the answer, the right answer, and everyone answered as affirmative, bala. Of course, there is no doubt, Ya Allah. That is why our ulama say that Allah's Nabi is the muallim and the teacher for all human beings. This is different that he was born at a certain time and he came, but generally he is a teacher for all human beings. Otherwise, it was difficult for people to answer. He said, Bala, and everyone followed. Now understand, my respected brothers, in Alame Arwa, there was no kafirs. There was no kuffar. No Christians, no Jews, no Hindus, no Sikhs, no any atheists, no other religion, no nothing. Every ruh was a Muslim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the arwa, remember what you have said to me. Remember what you have said to me. Bala, when you will be put into the body, make sure you don't forget bala. You don't forget bala. But problem. There is a problem. One of the weaknesses of a human being is that he is Mr. Forgetful. Mr. Forgetful. Insan can forget quickly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, my infinite mercy on you is such that in 11,000 years I will send more than 120,000 messengers only to remind you of Bala. Only to remind you of Bala. Don't forget who I am. And these are 124 messengers, but really only Allah knows, because Allah's mercy is such. Allah is saying, وَإِمْ مِنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَذِيرٍ. No village, no nation has come, but Allah has made it for them that they should have had some information of the real creator, and that is who? Allah. You will forget, no problem, but this to forget, because that is part of the rahmat of Allah. Otherwise, what will happen? Every pain, trauma, and if you can't forget, life will be very difficult. You won't able to kiss your child. You won't able to enjoy life. Imagine there is a janaza in the house and you just can't forget it. Then how will you enjoy life? You won't eat. You yourself will find it very difficult. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a human being that he can also forget. But to forget, Allah has sent more than 124,000 Anbiya to remind him constantly. And not only prophets, books have been revealed, revelation, and these kitabs have stayed with people for a long period of time. And the system was such, father Nabi, son Nabi, father Nabi, son Nabi, brother Nabi, cousin Nabi, khadim Nabi, friend Nabi, that Nabi, so many prophets came. Subhanallah. Just to remind you that. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is what? Muallim. What is he? Muallim. And so what I'm saying, my respected brothers, that we should be doing shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Pak has already given us iman. Now from 8 billion people of this world, maybe 2.5 billion are Muslims and have not forgotten Bala. Can you imagine? Otherwise, look at the waswasa of shaitan. Think about this. We talked about waswasa. How important it is to attach yourself to a Nabi. From 8 billion today, maybe 2.5 billion are Muslims. And after that, they have forgotten. They don't even know. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So that is why, my respected brothers and elders, it is so important that we have a connection with our deen. And if you don't have a connection with your deen, it is pointless. Subhanallah. It is really pointless. Your deen. And how will you have a connection with your deen? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something amazing. He says, it اتق الله حيث ما كنت. Wherever you are in the world, listen to this, my respected brothers. Wherever you are in the world, always tune yourself in a way that your mind and heart should think that my Allah is observing me all the time. That is called taqwa. That is called taqwa. My Allah is observing me all the time. When a person is like that, subhanAllah, that is why the great Imam Shafi'i, the great Imam Shafi'i, he said something amazing. He said, excellence is in three things. Excellence is in three things in a man. He said, number one, if I can remember, subhanAllah, if I can remember the three things. Excellence are three things in a human being. Number one, he said, a man who has taqwa in his private life. Today what happens, outside we are pious, in our bedroom, under the wo kya kehte hai, bed, sheet, jo bhi ho, you know. Wo maaye mujhe phone karti hai ke Imam sahab, you know, my son is got his mobile phone in the night, hiding, watching. Chari, kya kare? And what did Imam Shafi say? Taqwa is not in the masjid, where you see people and people say, mashallah, very pious. Your dua, this, that. Your real taqwa is in your private life. Can you stop the guna when there is no one there to see you? And to have this mindset that if I am watching something wrong, the one who gave me the eyes is watching me. The one who gave me the eyes is watching me. Chup chup kar music sunte hai. Ya Allah. Music. Chup chup kar. Gandhi gandhi cheeze dekhte hai. Wrong wrong things. People are watching. Not just the young, even the old, everybody. We live in such a promiscuous society that everyone knows who they are. And Allah knows everyone. Imam Shafi said, the real taqwa is a man who is muttaqi at home, in his private life. Balke, in his private life, he is a greater muttaqi. That man is a man of excellence. Imam Shafi said that. Allah make us like that. You know, and this comes slowly, my respected brothers. Of course, it doesn't mean that, you know, we are, you know, lost cases. Not at all, alhamdulillah. You know, even outwardly we are good. That is also a ni'mat. Some people are not even at that level. But what I'm saying, to get to that position and to make sure that we are not hypocrites, don't do sins. Try to avoid. And you will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist you. That is why self-control is so important, my respected brothers. If you look at the Quran, everything is about taqwa. Taqwa, taqwa, taqwa. But we don't understand taqwa. The Quran is talking about the days of fitna when you will be alone. Nobody around you will be watching you. But if you are geared and if your mindset is such that, you know what, my Allah is watching me and observing me everything. Ya Allah, I can't do this. Ya Allah, I can't. Ye nahi hoga. Mujhse nahi hoga. Allah, mujhe bachao. Top. And then Imam Shafi said, a man who is not rich, a man who is not rich, despite not being rich, he is extremely generous. A man of excellence. What did Imam Shafi say? That he's got so much yakin upon Allah that he hasn't got wealth. But despite not having wealth, he can compete with the most generous people. Very generous. आपकी बरकत से सारी बातें याद आ गई. एंड द थर्ड पर्सन इमाम शाफी सेड अ पर्सन हु डज नॉट फियर एंड ही स्पीक्स द ट्रूथ इन होप एंड फियर. अ पर्सन हु स्पीक्स द ट्रूथ इन होप एंड फियर अ मैन ऑफ एक्सलेंस. अल्लाह That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened up in the Quran, مَا يَكُونُ مِن نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ. If three people are privately conversing, Allah is the third. And if five, then Allah is the sixth. وَلَا أَدْنَى مِن ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْثَرَ إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا. No few, no more, any kind of a group, but Allah is with them anywhere. And Allah says in the Quran, Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. You know, do they not know that Allah sees all of them? Allah sees all of you. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. You know, we are shy that our Abba will look at us, or Amma will look at us, yaar biwi dekhegi, bhai dekhega, fala dekhega, we get embarrassed. But what about our Allah? Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara? Subhanallah. And it is a challenge for us, my respected brothers. You know why? Because we are living in an era which technologically makes it very difficult for the people. But this difficulty means that Allah will look at your minimum effort and give you the greatest reward. In those days where they did not have technology, it was expected that all night they should read Quran. All night they should read Quran, tahajjud. All night they should be doing something. They went for jihad for months. You know, that level of ibadat and mujahada was very difficult. But now, because on one side the fitna level is so high, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will dispense. And that, you know, your minor effort, your little effort will boost you in a very high position. So a person should never give up. A person should never give up. And so, waswasa, never ever pay attention. If shaitan tells you that, you know what, Allah is not going to accept your namaz, you say, so be it. What will you say? So be it, so be it. Doesn't accept koi baat nahi. Maine to namaz Allah ke liye pad liye. Khatam ho gayi baat. When you're praying the Quran, don't stop. Just keep on praying. Don't allow him to say, you did not read this word properly. Of course, I'm talking about people who generally are weak in this department. Not a genuine mistake that, you know what, you don't have this issue. And then, you know, carelessly you are still praying wrong. Of course, that is wrong. But what I'm saying, you will know what I'm trying to say. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this tawfiq that we maintain taqwa not outside, inside. Allah give us the tawfiq. Become muttaqi inside, in your house, in your private. Become a muttaqi in your bedroom. Become a muttaqi when you have your mobile phone in front of you. Think about this. I have my mobile phone in front of me. Am I a muttaqi person? Become like that. And slowly, slowly, my respected brothers, when our mothers and sisters will start working in this way, nothing is impossible. In fact, when a person starts doing these things, Allah will make it easy for him and he will start to enjoy, subhanallah, what we call the sweetness of iman. The sweetness of iman replaces every false technology. But at the moment, every false technology has eaten away like cancer the sweetness of iman. That's why we are not enjoying our ibadats. So Allah give us all the tawfiq, my respected brothers. Inshallah, just to purify our hearts and to cleanse our hearts. Muraqabah is something very, very important. MashaAllah, even for a few minutes, close your eyes. Your heart is on your left side. And your heart is a pump that wants to take the name of Allah. And so, MashaAllah, you know, think that my heart is taking the name of Ism-e-Zaat Allah. So inshallah, close your eyes without using the tongue. Inshallah, do the dhikr of Allah, which is called dhikre qalbi, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحابه وزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.